Dr. Du Bois describes his trial. Quote, "It was not even fully admitted until the third week of the trial that the government did not allege that the Soviet Union was the foreign principal accused in the indictment. It was never alleged that we had no right to advocate peace. It was only the question, were we agents of a foreign principal? Yet, and despite all this, the public was deliberately given to understand by spokesmen of government and by the press that we were accused of lying, spying, and treason in the pay of the Soviet Union. As one of the attendants said in the anteroom of the court, scowling at us, if the damned communists don't like this country, why don't they go back to Russia?" Unquote. The chief dependence of the prosecution was on O. John Rogge. Rogge, the witness, or Rogue, I'm not sure. We should probably call him Rogue now we know who he is. Rogge, the witness, was a caricature of Rogge, the crusader for peace and reform. In place of the erect, self-confident, if not arrogant, leader, came a worn man whose clothes hung loosely on him and who, in a courtroom where he had conducted many cases, had difficulty locating me in the defendant's chair. I voluntarily stood up to help him out. These guys, agents pride themselves on being good actors. They definitely get off on it. I hope W.E.B. is employing subtlety, that he thinks he need not beat us blunt about the head, pound us with the obvious, that he and his fellow honest organizers got to see firsthand what are perhaps power's oldest first-line tactics against potential threats, infiltration with its agents, and manipulation of popular opinion by dropping stories in the media. Because power never did and never will play fair. It cannot be honest and will ever refuse to accept less than what it wants. It may fall back from a hard-line stance and seem to temper it, while in truth it but waits for more propitious circumstances while we're busy working, right? Paying the bills, i.e., it makes its own luck. It creates, or tries to, its desired outcome. And i.e., again, we cannot bargain with it. We need our own vision and our own plan for realizing it. Continuing with Dr. Du Bois, the judge, and this is explaining where we're at, the judge instructed the jury to disregard Mr. Rogge's testimony as not coming from an expert witness. Continuing with Dr. Du Bois, although we did not at the time realize it and still watched narrowly for trumped up testimony, it was right here that we'd won our case. The prosecution had rested its whole case on Rogge's testimony that we were representing the Soviet Union through the Defenders of Peace Organization in Paris. They had naturally not an iota of real proof of this, but they planned to depend on public opinion and my interjection. This illustrates perfectly how democracy functions in reality as opposed to in the ideology. Continuing, the judge dismissed the case. We left Washington as quickly as possible. I was frankly bewildered. Of all the results of this fantastic and utterly unfair indictment, this was quite the last which I had awaited. With the acceptance of the jury, there could be but one conclusion, and that was that the government thought it had absolute proof to convict us. But as it did not, why then had the Department of Justice been so arrogant, determined, and certain? The real object was to prevent American citizens of any sort from daring to think or talk against the determination of big business to reduce Asia to colonial subservancy. And we have to have this discussion, and my interjection is that big business is licensed by the state to privatize the resources of the globe. We always have to just add that little coda in our mind. that the global state statesmen are the ones pulling the strings ultimately, and that they fill both functions. They go back and forth. They are the hidden shadow state that never has to be accountable.